This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 5th of June 2022. And today is the Club Folks edition of News West, and we have news from clubs as well as some excellent discussion topics. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News with all of the work done by volunteers on their own equipment. The team this week is Roy VK6XV, Andrew VK6 Alpha Sierra, I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer, and Mike's got a frog in his throat. Our website is vk6.net, and there you'll find information about us and what we do.
One of the benefits of your club being affiliated with the WIA is the club insurance scheme. For many years, clubs have enjoyed third-party liabilities protection at a very low annual premium. Last year, however, the underwriter declined to renew the scheme. Until 2021, not a single claim or even notice of claim had been received. At least one eventuated last year, and it's a matter of conjecture that the handling of this may have resulted in the insurer's decision to decline renewal. There's been an ongoing search to obtain a new policy, and this was eventually identified and the clubs were circulated with the notice of the premium that was payable under a formula that few are able to understand, but where smaller clubs, who have less risk, subsidise the larger clubs with greater risk. But that's by the by. Your club paid its premium without seeing a policy or product disclosure statement, the PDS, just a letter stating that there'll be no change from the previous arrangements. As of the time of recording, this broker has informed a club that the policy is not yet defined and issued, but did provide a statement of the insurance cover. Is your club aware that there's a $1,000 excess to cover a club member and a $25,000 excess for a contractor? Now, this may be entirely reasonable, but did your club know about it? Was your club provided with the required PDS to make an informed decision? I'm certainly asking the officers of my clubs to check on the situation. Oh, and by the way, there's been neither an acknowledgement nor a response from the National Office of the Institute over this matter, just one from the broker, and yet the WIA is the organiser to whom the premium was paid. This is Andrew, Victor Kilo 6 Alpha Sierra, President, WA Amateur Radio News.
There's a few clubs in Western Australia providing training and assessments for amateur radio licences. Probably the most active of these is Ham College, which runs several foundation courses a year and runs a regulations, standard course and advanced course every year. During COVID times, they have conducted foundation courses via Zoom. Two other clubs around Perth offer amateur radio training assessment. They are the Northern Corridors Radio Group and the Peel Amateur Radio Group, so there's a fantastic coverage of the greater Perth metropolitan area. In Western Australia, we have Australian Maritime College approved assessors who are qualified to conduct assessments face-to-face, and some can do remote assessments in certain circumstances. There's a Queensland-based person who is conducting online foundation courses via Zoom. Look, good luck to him, and I hope he produces good amateurs. Recently, some Western Australian locals have promoted the online courses as an alternative to local club-run courses. I don't know what prompted them to do so without consulting the clubs who conduct the courses here in Perth. I hope their motives were positive. There's a clear advantage in participating in training and assessments at a local level, and that is the candidates will automatically become linked into local amateur radio groups and form networks with local amateurs. We at News West encourage you to consider local amateur radio training facilities first. So that's the Northern Corridors Radio Group, Ham College and the Peel Amateur Radio Group. And between them, we're pretty well covered in the Perth metropolitan area.
The Southern Electronics Group's Katanning Ham Feast is on this month, on Monday the 20th of June. That's a fortnight away. So don't leave it too late to think about it. For those who haven't been before, the Katanning Ham Feast is a pub lunch for radio enthusiasts. It's held at the friendly Royal Exchange Hotel in the middle of town at 66 Austral Terrace in Katanning. The food is great, the drinks are cold, and the company's excellent. And what's more, you don't have to be a Southern Electronics Group member to attend Ham Feast, and of course partners are welcome. The start time for this lunch event is 11 a.m, so you'll have to allow 3 to 3.5 hours to get there, depending on where you live.
The legendary Hamfeast raffle will also be held on the day, and there are some great prizes that you could win. Wherever you're coming from, please allow yourself plenty of time to arrive safely and on time. You could arrange a carpool or make it an overnight trek by staying overnight at one of the many accommodation options in Katanning. The caravan park is walking distance from the Hamfeast venue. It's preferred that you pre-order your meals, and you can do this via Rob, VK6LD, to help the chef to have sufficient supplies on hand and to prepare and deliver the meals in a timely manner on the day. The hotel menu is on their website, Google Royal Exchange Hotel, Katanning. Meals can be selected on the day, but there are no guarantees if you haven't pre-ordered. Important point 1. If you're planning to attend Hamfeast, email Rob with your meal choices and to confirm your attendance. By doing that, Rob can prepare a spreadsheet for the chef. Please have your orders back to Rob by 8 a.m. on Tuesday the 14th of June at the latest. Did you get that? 14th of June. Rob's email address is vk6ld@outlook.com.au. vk6limadelta@outlook.com.au. Important point 2. When you arrive at the Hamfeast, please go straight to the bar and let the staff know your call sign and name, and they'll take payment for your meals. The chef is aiming to serve meals between 12 and 1, but with upwards of 40 people expected, this equates to one meal cooked and served every 90 seconds, so please be patient. Hamfeast is a good day out, and the SEG are looking forward to hearing from you soon, and seeing you at Katanning on the 20th of June. And remember to advise Rob of your attendance and meal choice by the 14th of June. You've got 9 days. Just do it now. Don't leave it for later.
Good morning from your friendly neighbourhood assessor at Ham College. As you sit there and listen to my dulcet tones, the June Foundation course is well underway. It's been quite busy at Ham College of late, as we also have ran a foundation course last weekend. The next foundation course is on the 6th and 7th of August. If you would like to sit the foundation course, simply submit your request through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. The next assessment session is on the 11th of June. We can conduct foundation, standard, advanced examinations, and practical assessments. If you would like to sit as an exam or an assessment, please submit an inquiry through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. Our standard and advanced course has finally started after a couple of months of uncertainty surrounding the COVID outbreak in WA. We are glad that the course has finally been able to get off the ground in 2022. The Ham College monthly meetings are conducted on the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. As we hold most of these meetings online, please submit an inquiry on our website if you would like the link to our meeting, www.hamcollege.org.au. This has been Chris, Victor Kilo 6 Charlie Foxtrot for Ham College 73s.
On HF, VHF and UHF via the VK6 linked repeater network and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
WA Amateur Radio News is the amateur radio club that produces the weekly news program News West, and you're listening to it. We strive to produce an amateur radio news program that's about or at least relevant to amateur radio in Western Australia. We're a small club, and we don't need to be a large one, as our success isn't measured by how many members we have. However, new members are always welcome, even members who don't do much else than turn up at the AGM and pat the news team on the back every now and again. Oh, and perhaps put your hand up to do stuff at Perth Tech. Perth Tech is something else that we do as a club, and sometimes we put together a small team to do a contest. Now, back to News West. There's a few things that we need. We can always do with extra voices in the news reading department, and more critically, we're in need of people who'll write news stories. Don't be shy, it's easier than you think. Do you think you could be interested in helping out? We can provide training in writing and recording stories. It's not that hard, really. It's more of a confidence thing. Send us an email if you're interested, newswest@vk6.net.
Have you heard the quote by G.K. Chesterton that says, "If a thing is worth doing, it's worth doing badly"? Where did he say that, and what on earth did he mean by it? To answer the first question, he said it in his wonderful and timely book, What's Wrong with the World, which was written in 1910. Part 4 of the book is entitled Education, or The Mistake About the Child. The famous and much abused line comes up at the end of chapter 14 of that section. Chesterton consistently defended the amateur against the professional, or the generalist against the specialist, especially when it came to the things worth doing. There are things like playing the organ or discovering the North Pole or being Astronomer Royal, which we do not want a person to do at all, unless he does them well. But those are not the most important things in life. When it comes to writing one's own love letters and blowing one's own nose, these things we want a man to do for himself, even if he does them badly. This, argues Chesterton, in Orthodoxy, is the democratic faith, that the most terribly important things must be left to ordinary men themselves, the mating of the sexes, the rearing of the young, the laws of the state. Now, we may say the same things about our hobby. In fact, Chesterton himself held the view that the principle applied to hobbies in particular. Hobbies are non-professional, and by their very nature, the hobbyist must have a go, whether or not the outcome will be perfect. Having a go is culturally entrenched in the Australian psyche. The old shout, "Have a go, you mug," says it all. The entreaty to have a go, no matter what, encapsulates Chesterton's advice to do a worthy something badly rather than not attempt it at all, or worse still, simply to expect someone else to do it. Now, a club can cripple itself by waiting for perfection. Perfection may not turn up. Clubs should set their sights on their goals and explore their way towards those goals. The lessons learned and experience shared along the way make the club stronger and its members satisfied. Indeed, if something is worth doing, it is worth doing badly, because it's all about having a go. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's June Bulletin to go to air. Don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on Tuesday, June the 14th, starting at around midday. Everyone's welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. If you're a newcomer and you'd like more details, please email coordinator Phil, VK6ZKO, at pbcasper@bigpond.com. That's Papa, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, pbcasper@bigpond.com. This month, as well as the latest club news, we have short talks about Humboldt, a forgotten scientist, Arabian highways, and what is light. Everyone, REOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, including HF, VHF, UHF, D-Star, digital mobile radio and Echolink. Full details can be found on the REOTC website at www.raotc.org.au, or just Google REOTC broadcasts. Please be aware that with the Eastern States now on Standard Time, the D-Star and DMR broadcasts start an hour later than previously. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-meter SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 01 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 9 a.m., Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 meters on 3620 kHz. And also at 9 o'clock local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VK DMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. there's a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, June the 8th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. Additionally, on the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA news. If you wish, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. If you do listen this way, though, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated so that we know how many people are taking advantage of this service. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the June broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Hello, this is Chris, VK3QB, from the Australian chapter of the International Morse Preservation Society, Fists Down Under. Come along this evening, Friday night, at 1100 UTC, and join us in the Fists QSO party. It's a one-hour event. We're encouraging everyone to get involved. If you've got a bug, or a straight key, or even a cootie or a sideswiper, give it a go. Otherwise, use your paddle or even a keyboard. The main thing is participation, having some QSOs, building confidence, and becoming a better Morse code operator. For more information, head to our website, fdu.org.au. That's fdu.org.au. Scroll down on the first page and click the link to Morse code party. Hope to see you this evening. 7-3 from Chris, VK3QB.
Thank you, Chris. And just clarifying for our delightful listeners out there that this is every Friday evening that this QSO party is on. That's every Friday evening.
News West next week is all about contesting. We'll be telling you about contests that are coming up, and there's lots of contests in the offing because in the Northern Hemisphere, it's summer. We'll also talk about contesting in general. But only you can talk about contesting that you've done before. How's about supplying us with tall tales and possibly true ones about your contesting exploits? Have you done anything interesting or different in contests lately or been successful? Now that would be different. What about a spectacular failure? I'm sure there's been a few of those. Whatever your experience of contesting is, you can be sure that it will prove interesting to someone else, warts and all. As usual, we'd love to hear your story as a voice recording. However, we can accept a written story that one of the team can record for you. But your voice is better than any of ours because it's your story. Send your contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Okay, here's a few extra items. Firstly, prawn heads. We usually meet at the You and I Cafe at 12 o'clock on Wednesdays, and that's in Northbridge. However, on the 22nd of this month, the 22nd of June, and of course that's still a Wednesday, we're meeting down at Rockingham at the exclusive Chinese restaurant. Anyone's welcome. But do let us know you're coming. It's a small restaurant and we need to set up tables. And something else. This is Club Focus today. I think we've heard from two clubs from Western Australia. It's not really good enough, folks. If you want to promote your club, if you want people to know what you're doing, get in there and send us the stuff. I'm not going to make it up. I'm over that. So if you want to promote your club, get in and do it. You've got 1 month between Club Focus sessions to get something up for the next one. So it's no excuse that you ran out of time in the last 5 minutes. Please make the effort and do it. Otherwise, we'll have to rethink about what it is we do on Club Focus Weekend. It's your clubs, folks, not mine. Your news service, not mine. So take advantage of what's available and promote your club, promote your activities and get some new members in.
Greetings once again to all amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is Roy VK6X-Ray Victor with this week's helpline for the 5th of June 2022. No new items this weekend. It's the West Australian Day today. A long weekend. Hope you're enjoying the reasonably fine weather. It's been beautiful here. Hope it is where you are. And today I have nothing new. Only a Hills 2-section galvanized wind-up mast available. Two sections at 7.5 meters long, so it's 15-meter length wind-up tower, free of charge from Tony. He wanted to know if I had received his email. So obviously he has not had any replies to his free mast. If you would like the free mast, 15 meters, two section crank up, please contact Tony. His phone number 0419 961 399, 0419 961 399. His email address is Tango Papa Romeo Echo Sierra Tango Oscar November at iinet.net.au. Sorry if my voice is a little bit wonky this morning. I'm still in isolation at the moment with the virus, aren't we lucky? Aren't we lucky we had it, the borders closed all that time? And I've just learned hot off the email press that mast is no longer available. It has been dispatched to a new home. Thank you, 73. Thank you. This is Roy now going clear, and if you have any items for next week, please contact me. VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the email address. VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. That's about me. Done for the week. Thank you once again. 7-3 from Roy, VK6XRay.
Thanks to the broadcasters, the news team, guest presenters, and especially thanks to you for listening in. Please stay on air for the callbacks, and if you're listening in some other way, please go to the VK6.net website to record your callback and leave comments there. Next week we're talking about contesting, and there'll be lots to talk about. Meanwhile, thanks again for tuning in, and after the callbacks, take the opportunity to stay on air and make some noise.